Going to Fallbrook. Good morning, Guillermo.
Hey, good morning.
Would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please go take a break?
You bet. Good luck.
Guillermo, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also have to remind you, buddy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs held their first press conference of the NFL preseason, and the first question that Travis Kelce was asked was not about football, but about his new bride. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
A new parent survey says this doll, who Margot Robbie played in a movie a few years ago, is the favorite character of girls ages 3 to 8. Who's the doll?
I don't know.
This week was National Middle Child Day. What was the name of the Frankie Muniz comedy that follows a dysfunctional working class family where Frankie plays the middle kid and a pre-Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston stars as the goofy dad?
Malcolm in the Middle.
A list of songs from the 90s that still hold up today includes Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. That song, along with other Garth classics like Unanswered Prayers and The Thunder Rolls, are all on the same legendary album. Is it No Fences, Rope in the Wind, or the self-titled Garth Brooks album?
The self-titled Garth Brooks album.
And finally, a movie theater in Canada did not get posters for Spider-Man Brand New Day, so an employee drew one, and it's pretty amazing. This is the fourth time Tom Holland has played Spider-Man in his own movie. His first run as Spidey was in Spider-Man Homecoming. Playing the villain in that movie, the Vulture, was this Oscar-nominated actor who's best known for playing a superhero and a sleazy ghost. Who's the actor?
Superhero and sleazy ghost. I don't know.
That's all right, dude. Let's get Tam back in. Guillermo, what's your weekend looking like?
Oh, it just worked.
Guillermo did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs held their first press conference of the NFL preseason, and the first question that Travis Kelce was asked about was not about football, but about his new bride. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe you heard. Hey, you know what? Listen, I love love, and I'm a Swiftie. I don't care. But when you're at an NFL press conference, yeah, and the first question you ask is about that, you're not allowed to be at the NFL press conference anymore.
Agreed.
I'm serious, man. You got a job. Mm-hmm. Come on. 1-1. Time and place for everything, right, Tam?
Exactly.
Thank you. A new survey says this doll, who Margot Robbie played in a movie a few years ago, is the favorite doll character of girls ages 3 to 8. Who's the doll?
Barbie.
Barbie. Still. Guillermo did not know. 2-1, Tam. This week was National Middle Child Day. What was the name of the Frankie Muniz comedy that follows a dysfunctional working class family? Frankie plays the middle kid, and a pre-Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston stars as the goofy dad.
Malcolm in the Middle.
3-2-2, Tammy. A list of songs from the 90s that still hold up today includes Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. That song, along with other Garth classics, Unanswered Prayers and The Thunder Rolls, are all on the same legendary album. Is it No Fences, Rope in the Wind, or the self-titled Garth Brooks album?
No Fences?
Yes. No Fences. Man, any rock bar that I went to college and that used to crank out Poison and Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses, all of a sudden they're playing this guy with starched jeans and a weird shirt and a cowboy hat. Everyone's singing every word to that song. I'm like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. This is my life now. All those years ago. All right, we still on the air here?
I think so.
Right? Okay. Okay. It's 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a movie theater in Canada did not get posters for Spider-Man Brand New Day, so an employee drew one. It's pretty funny, and it's amazing.
That's funny.
It's the fourth time Tom Holland has played Spider-Man in his own movie. His first run as Spidey in his own movie was Spider-Man Homecoming. And playing the villain, Vulture, was this Oscar-nominated actor best known for playing a superhero and a sleazy ghost. Who is the actor?
Michael Keaton.
Yes! Batman and Beetlejuice was the Vulture in the first Spider-Man with Tom Holland. Guillermo did not know. 5-2 today, the final score. What are you going to do, Guillermo, when she goes 5 for 5, bro? You know what? Take your medicine, take your prize, because it's a good one.
You are going to KSON's Country Christmas, happening at Front Wave Arena on December 5th, starring Max McNown.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Stay cool up in Fallbrook. And I'm sorry, Guillermo, but I have to have you say this.
I'm Guillermo in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.